Joker. He got canceled because of a tweet from 10 years ago.
It's the World Series of Woker.
I have a straight.
Nope, you have an ally.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. President Biden's focus on his first full day in office is coronavirus response. He'll announce a new federal strategy for more vaccinations, testing, and treatment, and keeping schools open. He's already signed 17 executive actions and orders yesterday, a few hours after being sworn in.
He stopped construction of the border wall and reversed the so-called Muslim travel ban. President Biden also rejoined the Paris Climate Agreement, rejoined the World Health Organization, killed the Keystone Pipeline, and issued a 100-day masking challenge. And he says that's just the start.
Fox's Griff Jenkins. New weekly unemployment claims are down a bit.
We came in at 900,000. Then you go to the continuing claim story, which many economists say has been stubbornly high. The estimate was for 5.4 million on the continuing claims data. Much better than expected, coming in at 5.054.
Cheryl Fasoni with Fox Business. America's listening to Fox.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Montgomery Paint and Body. From a little fender bender to total body repair, MPB will fix it good as new, maybe better. For over 35 years, the Turner family has been getting you back on the road. Call 279-7325.
It's a little gloomy out there this morning. Rain falling here at the station at both airports, Maxwell Air Force Base and also at Danley Field. And looks like occasional showers will be around today. Showers also likely from time to time tonight. And Friday, good soaking rain in the overnight hours tonight. And then all of this should come to an end by Friday evening, Friday night. The high today, we may struggle to reach 62, but we'll say 62. We'll try to be optimistic. We've been holding in the mid-50s so far. Low tonight, 54. High tomorrow in the upper 50s. And then on Saturday, looks like a pretty good day. Dry, mild, mostly sunny, high around 60. Sunday, scattered showers are possible again, but it looks like showers and thunderstorms become more likely Sunday night into Monday with that next storm system. Right now this morning, 55 degrees with the light rain falling here at 903. Hi.
Hi.
So what's going on?
Well, you know, I guess I'm a heretic.
You're a heretic?
Yeah, and apparently the former CIA director, you know, John Brennan.
Uh-huh.
Guy looks like Voldemort.
Yeah.
Oh, I said the name. Yeah, miserable person. It's funny when, like, somebody's inside starts to get reflected on the outside. Anyway, he was talking about how these incoming Biden administration intelligence folks
right.
are starting to see there's a domestic insurgency. And it goes through a lot of lists. He's like, you know, you have your conspiracy theorists, you have your racists, you have your nativists, you have your religious extremists, and even libertarians. And I'm like, what is this, Brennan?
Because I know you you have some leanings in that direction.
Yeah, I was like, don't drone me, bro.
Yeah.
Don't spy on the Senate again.
Yeah.
He really is the guy who came up with Drone Tuesdays or Wednesdays with Obama.
What's Drone Wednesdays?
Yeah, when the CIA got that capability, they'd be like, okay, we've got these bad guys overseas, and there might be some collateral damage. Like, I know we're shooting at a wedding here.
Yeah.
But here's the list. Here's our drone assets in the area. Who are we taking out today, Mr. President?
Who you want to go shoot today?
Actually, I'm kind of turned on right now. Excuse me.
I'm just thinking of this now. I'm guessing Biden will be a one-term president because he's 78 now.
Yeah, even if he gets 4 years. Yeah. I think it'll be sooner than that.
But 82, first of all, the rigors of a campaign
right.
at 82 years old.
Well, you could see he'd struggle this time.
Well, remembering what city he was in and you know, who's he talking to?
There's a lot to get to.
All right. Well, listen.
So you doing okay?
I'm doing great. It looks like Chase has found a friend there.
Yes. Yeah. Chase loves me.
It's better with Bader.
That's right. Even Chase knows that.
Yeah. And I'm going to try this. Eddie said, Wiley brought these?
Well, yeah. Well, now, which ones are you trying?
This is the hot chili squid flavor.
Yeah, you should try the artichoke stuff down there. Did you see the jar of artichoke? With the crackers and stuff like that.
Really, yeah, and here comes Jack Campbell. Jack. Hey,
Jack. Hey, Joe Biden.
Hey, $20 says he's meeting.
I can't see you on the thing.
The thing, yeah. I knew you'd get that reference. I texted him.
I couldn't see you either.
So. Well, and, you know, Jack, you flipped your hat backwards in order to mimic me, but everybody knows, despite your best efforts, you're still a snob.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. This is where I
love that characterization.
All right, Rich.
You guys have a good one today.
Hey, Richard.
Hey, buddy. How are you?
How you doing?
I'm all right, man. About to take my leave.
Bye.
Yeah, I wish you would. Go home and take some medicine.
That's what I'm going to do. See ya.
See you, Rich. Bye, Chase. Like that.
He's the only guy that can get away with drinking scotch at 9 in the morning because his schedule's so messed up.
Yeah, that's his afternoon, essentially.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, news and views from 9 till noon here on a Thursday begins here in mere moments.
It's no accident. Brubaker Motors is 80 years strong in the car business, and we treat our customers like family. From our dealership to your driveway, it's better at Brubaker.com.
News Network, I'm Andrew James. Health officials are urging Governor Kay Ivey to extend the state mask mandate that expires on Friday. Dr. Don Williamson of the Alabama Hospital Association says the order should be extended because of the high hospitalization numbers across the state. Two MPS schools are mourning the loss of employees. MPS officials say Robert E. Lee's assistant football coach, Dwayne Berry, and Capitol Heights Middle physical education teacher, Lucius Lane, have died. MPS is providing counseling and support services to students and staff. And before leaving office, President Donald Trump pardoned former Alabama State Representative Ed Henry, who pleaded guilty 2 years ago for his role in a health care fraud case. Henry was a state chairman of Trump's 2016 campaign. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by Dan Black Studios. Preserve those old home videos by bringing them into the digital future. Call Dan Black Studios today, 279-6036, 279-6036, Dan Black Studios.
Hey there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage.
And I'm Madeline Cannon, and we know you have many choices when it comes to mortgages. Who do you call? You could call a credit union, a bank, or a 1-800 number lender. But we believe you should call Alabama Home Mortgage, and here's why. Alabama Home Mortgage is a locally owned mortgage company. We do mortgages. That's all we do, so we do it better.
They say you can't have your cake and eat it too. I disagree. You can have the best mortgage with the best rate with the best service. You do not have to sacrifice one for the other. At Alabama Home Mortgage, rate is important, but it's not everything. We strive to make the purchase and refinance process as painless as possible.
There is no one-size-fits-all mortgage. Others may lead you to believe there is, but at Alabama Home Mortgage, we take the time to listen and customize a plan to achieve your goals.
Call Alabama Home Mortgage, the number one mortgage lender in Alabama, today at 567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com. That's Alabama Home Mortgage because there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
When it comes to your bathroom, the shortest distance between outdated and updated is one click on homedepot.com/bath. It's the Days of Doing Winter Bath event. Up to 40% off a wide selection of vanities, faucets, toilets, and more, plus free delivery of all online vanities. From bold new lighting to a fresh new shower, your new bath is closer than you think. The Winter Bath event, online now at homedepot.com/bath. The Home Depot, how doers get more done. Valid through March 28th, while supplies last.
It's time for some straight talk. Look, we all drop our phones. It happens. You fumble it, crack it, splash it. Well, Straight Talk Wireless now offers this new Platinum Unlimited plan that includes phone protection. Just $65 a month for unlimited talk, text, and data. Plus 20 gigs of hotspot and 100 gigs of cloud storage and more. All on the best networks. Straight Talk Wireless, no contract, no compromise. See mobile protect terms and conditions at Asurion.com/straight talk. Limitations and exclusions apply.
Don't miss the Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. Laughs, fun, and some priceless financial advice from Montgomery's premier asset preservationist. Weeknights at 6 on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. It's time for news and views from 9 till noon. Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Welcome into News and Views from 9 till noon. I'm Joey Clark. He's Jack Campbell.
How you doing?
Doing all right. We got Eddie Bader in the house.
In the house.
A lot to get to today. But I'm already a little distracted, Jack, because the morning show has this great guy, Wiley, who brings weird food items to the gang in the morning.
Wally Poundstone.
Yeah. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I think I met him in passing.
Incredible choices.
And I tend to be somewhat exploratory when it comes to my food options.
Okay.
Tend to be.
Yep.
And what I have in my hand here is a Sea Roll Farm. It looks like it is a dried, like, potato snack, but it is hot chili squid flavor. And it has cuttlefish in it, shrimp powder, all sorts of stuff.
It's Asian version of a pork rind.
Squid flavor. So I'm going to try it because Eddie said
I would projectile vomit if I ate that.
Jack, oh, it smells fishy.
Been there. Learn my lesson.
All right, let's try. Oh, that's some dried seaweed.
Yeah, they got the seaweed wrapped around it.
All right, let's try this.
Eating in the studio. I'm reporting you to management.
It won't be but one bite.
That's it.
Well, it's not bad. You don't like stuff like this?
No.
Absolutely not.
That is disgusting.
That would be a Pepcid moment for me. Which, by the way,
not the only
has
thing
changed
disgusting
my life.
Oh, Pepcid?
In the last 2 weeks, I take Pepcid complete.
Yeah.
And it has made all the difference in the world.
No, I like that.
Really, Joey?
No, I like that it's making a difference for you. And that's tasty. No, I like
Does it have a little squid ink in it?
I don't know if there's any ink, but no, it's fishy. I like the stuff.
Really
like
fishy? Is it salty?
Yeah. Real fishy, salty. I'm that kind of guy, you know.
Yeah.
So how you doing, Jack?
I am doing.
Are you as
I'm dealing with the pandemic now, and dealing with Joe Biden.
Oh, okay.
I've gone from you know, the stages of grief.
Yes, yes.
I'm mad too, Jack, has kicked in. I can't believe that son of a bitch stood up there yesterday and took the oath of office. And then the first words out of his mouth is, I'm going to reverse everything that Donald Trump did. But that's for the sake of unity.
Oh, unity. Don't you love that word?
So disingenuous.
What bothered me the most was seeing Hunter Biden up there. And I think the reason he brought him up there is kind of let the world know, you're going to go after my son, you're going to have to come through me.
Exactly, Eddie. Exactly.
And that sickened me. But it shouldn't. It's just the cherry on top of this crap Sunday we're having to eat here.
Right. And it's one thing to say Americans can unify. This is part of the speech around their values. Like, we believe in liberty. We believe in, you know, a robust security. All these different things. We believe in these great platitudes. Yes. Yeah, we do. And Americans of all walks of life can get around and rally around certain values, and I'm all for that. But I think unity is actually a euphemism for everything we're going to do is going to be about centralizing power in Washington,
exactly.
D.C.
So how can you say that shutting down someone's Twitter account, the president of the United States, how is that liberty?
Well, because he was saying divisive, mean things.
Oh, I see.
But it's not. It's not liberty.
You know, one of the ironies of yesterday, too, was I got a article from somebody that sent me that he asked the Surgeon General to step down. He fired him, basically. And it's from the Surgeon General. He put it out on Twitter. So he said, well, you know, this is a guy that's supposed to be standing up for black America, and I'm the first black man he's fired. First thing he did was fire the black guy.
Well, and
he was an Uncle Tom, remember, because Trump hired him.
Right. But that was just so, and I'm glad he said it. He said it, I mean, he called him out. He's like, the first thing Joe Biden does, fires the black guy.
Hmm. Well, and you bringing that up, Eddie, he's not the only one. They're not only just firing people, but they're kicking them in the tail right on the way out.
Yep.
And they're also ruining people in the press on the way out. And some of these people go way back. I mean, these are career people who happened to be in the Trump administration, played ball with Trump a little bit.
Right.
Or played ball with Nunes and then ended up in the Trump intelligence community. And they are goring them. And I wonder what sort of number they're going to do on now special counsel John Durham. Because that's not over yet. You know, and Trump was, again, very unpresidential, not spying on his incoming administration as he was on the way out the door. He should have spied on him instead of holding a rally, right, you know, on the mall. That's the way you do it. You do it professionally. You have, you know, unmasking of different communications. You leak to the press these phone calls of your national security advisor. You gin up this whole thing that the incoming president is a Russian asset. Maybe Trump could have used China. But no, he didn't do this. He tried to, you know, lay out the fraud he saw with the election. And so he's been done away with for his trouble. Though we're wondering, Jack, what is Trump going to do in these next few days as people respond to the incoming of the cult of collectivism, the new ruling class that wants to centralize, I mean, unify everything.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think Trump's going to be up to?
If he has any leftover campaign money, he ought to spend it lobbying, and not he himself, but his people, to lobby the state legislatures that are controlled by Republicans to change the election laws to prohibit in 2024 or 2022 what happened last year. That would be a great thing he could spend money on. And if you get the voting laws changed to where you can ensure security in the ballot and that the people that signed up for the ballot are the people who filled the ballots out, then he'll, you know, then Democrats won't have a huge edge in the next election. That would be a good way to spend money right now.
Yes, if there are any, whether it's Trump or any Republicans who have money, who have some more pull than, say, the average citizen, you need to be putting pressure on these state legislatures, pressure on these secretaries of state, pressure on AGs even. I mean, you need to start looking at the state level, and it's very clear, actually, this is not argumentative. This is an agreed-upon point that a lot of the rules were changed. A lot of the rules were changed before the election, so that needs to be tightened up. But I actually, Jack, you know, we have friends in low places.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I do. You're always up, you know, on the second floor, if not the seventh floor.
I'm never on the seventh floor.
All right.
Because I always challenge the guys on the seventh
right.
floor.
You get almost to the pinnacle, then you can't shut your big yapper.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Right.
Nor do I intend to.
But because I have friends, you know, down with the hoi polloi. I have friends down there with the rabble, the little people. I actually got this inside audio of Trump's team meeting in secret. This is a secret audio tape. And they're putting together the next step in the Trump saga. As Biden and company try to, you know, push unity, they already got us back in the Paris Climate Accord. Justin Trudeau, he's very upset that you canceled the Keystone Pipeline.
Yep.
The Keystone Pipeline's done. 11,000 jobs gone there. But here's this inside special secret audio exclusive to News and Views from 9 to noon. This is why you listen, folks. I know. Right. Let's listen in.
Take this down. I want rustlers.
Who is that?
Cutthroats. Murderers, bounty hunters, desperados, mugs, pugs, thugs, nitwits, halfwits, dimwits, vipers, snipers, con men, Indian agents, Mexican bandits, muggers, buggerers, bushwhackers, hornswagglers, horse thieves, train robbers, bank robbers, stickers, and Methodists!
Especially Methodists.
Yes.
Well, it looks like they're getting a team together, so, you know.
Yeah,
Hopefully John Brennan doesn't drone him. Goodness.
Those were the words out of Hedley Lamar's mouth. Hedy Lamar.
Or is it Hedley?
That's Hedley. That's a great scene.
272-9228. 272-9228. And the way the press. The national press.
The gushiness.
Oh, they are.
They're frothing, baby.
Let's just say they're having a cigarette right now.
There. Oh, believe me.
Yeah, it's... Well, even Jen Psaki, who...
Well,
held,
it's hard to have a cigarette when you're really far up somebody's ass. And that's...
Be careful.
You know?
So to speak. And Jen Psaki, the press secretary for now President Biden, she gave a press conference yesterday, last night, and we can get into it some later in the show. But one of the questions asked of her, and I think it even made her go, what in the world? Was after all these questions about the executive orders and, you know, student loans, the Paris Climate Accord, Keystone Pipeline, what about domestic terrorism? This one reporter piped up and said, are you going to change the color scheme that Donald Trump put on Air Force One? It's like, what? Are you five? Children.
Yeah, that's not what you'd really call a legitimate question.
Yeah.
Have they built Air Force One yet? The new one?
I don't know. I mean, Trump, the one he was using was brand new, right?
No, it was...
I think it had been refurbed.
Oh, refurbed. Mm-hmm. Okay.
It was built when George H.W. Bush was president. It was a 747.
Not the 737 MAX? Not the one that was killing people?
No, the ones that blew up.
Yeah. It's like, we have this brand new AI technology.
Right.
Oh, wait, we forgot to tell it that the pilot's not allowed to program it to fly into a mountain. Oh, no.
Or how to take it back out of automatic mode.
Mistakes were made. Sorry. 272-9228, 272-9228. Well, let's go to a call or two here before the break. Curmudgeon.
Hey, Jack, how you doing?
Fine. How you doing, curmudgeon?
I'm so happy I don't know what to do. But, Jack, can we make it back to Alabama? Yeah. How do we complain to our wonderful governor? I know at 11 o'clock he's supposed to do something. Why is Alabama so pathetic in giving vaccines right now?
I don't know.
And why are we starting at 75?
Scott Harris ought to be able to.
I mean, why
did
we do it like Florida, getting Publix, getting other people to give the vaccine out? Who's responsible?
I don't know, but we can start with the state health officer, Scott Harris.
No, like other things, everybody's just got to go to UAB, curmudgeon.
Do what?
Everybody's got to go to UAB, just like everything else.
I don't think you can go to UAB and get it. I had a friend that went down to Florida and got it. But that's pretty pathetic. I mean, why don't you get this guy on the phone and ask him why we can't get the vaccine out of the people? Why don't we, you know... Give it to the public. Give it to people who get out the vaccine.
Well, somehow now...
Why are we starting at 75?
I don't know. And
I guess I got no answers today.
They're confiscating the vaccines that people are slow getting out, I heard. Is that true?
We're worse than the United States, I think, for getting the vaccine.
Yes, we are.
Yes, and they're keeping some...
They're crying about it.
They're keeping some on the shelves because they want to have a second dose tranche that they can give out quickly to people over 75. The reason for over 75 is because that's the highest risk when you're over 75. A lot of people, especially in the rural parts of the healthcare system, medical workers were first, along with people over 75. A lot of people are turning it down, the medical workers themselves. We have distribution problems because we're top.
Let them turn it down if they don't want it. There's plenty of people who give an arm.
Right, and that's my question. I was asking this the other day. I don't know if you're listening, but I was bringing this up the other day. We are the worst in the nation. I think it's because we have a top-heavy medical system that's very reliant on world-class Birmingham, UAB. Huntsville's pretty good, too. But Montgomery, in particular, serves almost all of central Alabama. And so there's a lot of distribution problems. I love what DeSantis did in Florida. We need to do more of it. But with the new Biden plan, it's going to be this federal government centralized distribution system, And DeSantis was ripping Biden a new one over that yesterday. So it's going to be a mess, but it is pathetic what Alabama has done to roll this out.
Well, they're not going to get it out to anybody unless they get the private sector involved. And as far as I know, they got the vaccine, wanted to give it. And then probably if we're going to say anything about Biden is... is done away with preserving the second dose. Go ahead and get it out. Promise that there would be enough for a second dose. But nobody seems to be griping. I don't see anything on TV. I mean, we're not getting the vaccine. And
you're not going to hear people
falls back on KI.
You know that we're not going to hear people griping about Biden because they're not going to put it on the airwaves.
I'm griping about KI. I'm talking about the state of Alabama.
Oh, okay. Well,
she'll be saying something about it today at, 11 o'clock?
Yeah.
But I think it'll be.
And she extended the mask mandate.
What? Again.
Yeah, big deal.
Yeah, is she going to jump on Biden's train?
Well, about
100 days.
Eddie, you were here. About 2 days ago, I griped about this for about 15 minutes. Mm-hmm. Nobody wanted to talk about it. So I'm glad you're talking about it again.
That was kind of bitter.
Right. Hopefully I won't die.
Well, I'm just,
I don't know where you came up with the 75 at most risk. I'm 70 and I'm pretty much at risk.
Statistics. Statistics.
Not getting them, huh?
Statistics. The probability.
Jack is a real good candidate. He's less than 70, ain't he?
I'm 65. I hate to believe those words came
real big mind. Risk of not doing well if you get it.
Right.
Yes.
Diabetes and other problems.
Yeah.
But have you thought about getting the vaccine? Huh?
I'm signing up. So, not that I'll get it, but I'll sign up.
Where are you signing up at?
I heard you can go to jackson.org.
Yep.
Yeah, but they won't even sign you up if you're not in the 75 plus range.
Well, I know somebody who got it who's 70. So you
go out of
that, Don.
Well, Don, I appreciate you being very courageously today. I appreciate it, man. You're right. They need to get off their ass to do something. Thank you. 272-9228. It is the worst in the nation. It's ridiculous.
What about, where's Mississippi?
Oh, they're beating us.
Crap.
Yeah. I don't know what they're doing, but apparently they have...
They got a new sheriff in town over there.
Oh.
272-9228. Let's hit a quick break. Coming back to Robert, Blair, Steve, Cooper.
Oh, look at all these calls.
Mm-hmm. What a lineup.
Man, and that little cuttlefish squid thing was good.
You want me to go get you another one? There's a box of them down.
No, I ate a lot of Connecticut this morning, too. Be right back with more news and views from 9 till noon after this.
Trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Turn your home floors into a luxury experience with Mohawk Smart Strand Carpet from Prattville Carpet. With astonishing softness, maximum durability, and ultimate cleanability, Smart Strand Carpet is the best carpet money can buy. Call today to schedule your free measurement and be sure to ask about our interest-free financing. Call 285-8117 for Prattville Carpet, located on Cosford Road, Prattville, Alabama. That's 285-8117. Or look us up online at prattvillecarpet.com.
A1 Plumbing.
Listen, I need a plumber over here right now.
Let's see. We could get to that in about 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Uh-huh.
Look, I was installing a new toilet and the water line broke. Now I'm standing in about 3 feet of water and it's still rising fast.
Uh-huh.
But look, I'll give you $50 extra if you can send someone right now.
Maybe 2 weeks.
Okay, $100, but you need to get here right now.
All right, keep your shirt on. What's that address?
I'm at 3301 Center Avenue. It's a block from the door.
Must have changed his mind.
Whether your problem is big or small, Cole Plumbing can fix it right, usually the first time, and as economically as possible. With our experienced and background-checked employees, we take pride in knowing that we are one of the most trusted companies in the area. When there is trouble with your bowl, call on Cole, 279-8919, or go to coleplumbing.com.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by Dan Black Studios. Preserve those old home videos by bringing them into the digital future. Call Dan Black Studios today, 279-6036, 279-6036, Dan Black Studios.
When news news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Welcome back. You're listening to News and Views from 9 till noon. First full day of Unity.
Unity!
272-9228 if you want to get in on the conversation. Let's go right to the phones. Got a full board here. Let's go to Robert. Hey, Robert.
Hey, Joey. How are you doing?
I'm all right, all things considered.
Yeah, well, yeah, happy Unity Day, I guess.
Yes. Yeah.
Day one full?
Yeah, day 1.5.
Yeah, just wait, though. The Unity's going to lead to the American Inquisition. And then I plan on being a heretic. It's going to be fun. Torture devices, everything. Oh, it's going to be wonderful.
There you go. Question for you. Like, the Lincoln Memorial is on federal grounds, right? Maybe you guys already talked about this.
Yeah, it is.
So they do this concert last night, right after the hypocrite in chief comes in, and nobody's, you got Tom Hanks, you got Biden on there, nobody's wearing a mask, and I understood the mandate was that you're supposed to wear masks on federal
properties.
So he's already in violation of it, like, what, within 3 hours of taking the oath?
Let's start the impeachment process.
Well, and it's good to hear that. I didn't know this. Tom Hanks is alive?
Yeah, he's our spokesperson for America. So
that's good to know.
Don't upset the spokesperson in chief either.
He's living on the Isle of Lesbos, I think.
I thought it was the Isle of Man.
No, it's the Isle of Young Women.
Another real quick.
Epstein's Island?
I guess. I know there's a vaccine rollout problem. It just seemed that instead of having, like, 200,000 people call in and make appointments, that they could have done it like kind of like they do the license plates and the tags with Alphabet. You know, if you're A through E and over 65, come in today. It might take a little pressure off the older.
Well, they could have used like the cable companies, like, or the ISPs, like Spectrum. They send me mail all the time.
Yeah, just make sure you're there between 9 and 1. We'll be out.
We could have done it by a lottery system, but the legislature doesn't believe in that.
Right. Well, Amazon has actually announced it yesterday. They're getting involved.
Well, Jack, come on. You shouldn't gamble. It's a vice, especially not with people's lives.
My body
As many work. Other vices that I have, gambling would not be a problem.
Fair enough. Very good.
I appreciate you guys, let's not let this unity pressure go up, because I want to make sure we're all united during these 4 years.
Okay. Amen.
Very good.
I appreciate that, Paul.
Thanks, Robert. 272-9228. Blair.
Good morning.
Good morning, Blair.
Hi, Blair. How you doing?
I'm doing good. I'm optimistic. Listen, I went to Baumhauer's last night.
Oh. Yes, Blair. This is Eddie. I met you last night. It was very, very nice to meet you.
Oh, well, thank you, Eddie. I hate Joey wasn't there.
Well, you know, I had to get my beauty sleep. Yeah. And isn't Eddie such a beefcake?
Well, sir, apparently Rich Thomas had to get his beauty sleep, too. And I understand why Jack wasn't there. But I look forward to meeting Jack one day. He's very informative like y'all are. It's wonderful. I love this show. The other thing I just want to say real quick is, and I had a great time. The other thing I want to say real quick is, I've already sent Cole, the store, notice that I'm canceling my account.
You're done with it.
I'm going to go by there today and make sure that I have the right number, because I just sent a text message back to an ad they sent me to come send me.
And this is because they pulled the MyPillow product, right?
Yes, exactly. Yep. And that's what I told them. I said, I'm canceling my account.
Yep.
So, actions speak louder than words.
Amen.
I think that kind of thing, but you know, you fight fire with fire, so to speak, but I don't believe in violence. I don't encourage anybody. I think what we need to do is set an example. I'm not awake this morning. We need to set an example of dignity, because that would be easy for conservatives and libertarians, by the way.
No, so I completely agree. Thank you.
Y'all have a blessed day.
You too, Blair. Thank you, Blair.
Nice meeting you, Eddie.
I've embraced the cancel culture. I've embraced it.
You've embraced it.
I'm going to cancel my business with anybody who's trashed Trump.
And honestly, that's what it's going to take. That's what it's going to take. But I mean, and I'm the same way, and I think we've got enough support behind us. Because just like with the woke crowd, and it was the truth, when they went woke and a business went woke, they went broke. Yeah. I mean, it's the truth. So now even more so, because they're not only are they just, you know, bashing Trump on the way out and doing all they can do, but they're doing the same thing to you and me, as if we're some kind of cult because we enjoyed a president that put America first.
Well, now the cult of collectivism is in, or the oligarchic cult, whatever you want to call it, the administrative state. You know, the folks who actually run things, they're back in the saddle. So we'll see how good a job they do. 272-9228. Got to hit another break here,
I think. You and your breaks.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, no kid.
You know, Jack, when you said you embrace cancel culture, I was a little bit...
Verklempt.
Yeah, like I'm just so proud.
Are you?
Yeah, I didn't expect it, and you continue to surprise me. More news and views when we come back. 272-9228. We'll be right back.
Hey, some people are made of plastic.
He's coming or going. But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Are you missing shingles or seeing dark spots on your roof? One missing shingle could be a sign of weather-related damage that your insurance company may pay for. I'm Todd Clark, owner of River Region Contracting, your premier roofing contractor. We are a company that takes pride in our workmanship and only use the highest quality materials in the business. If your asphalt shingle roof is older than 10 years, call us for a free inspection on your roof today. Call us at 334-356-8635. That's 334-356-8635. Or visit us at riverregioncontracting.com or like us on Facebook.
Do you need cash? How about an equity loan on your home, mobile home, land, or even automobile? Mortgage Corporation of the South. We've been serving Central Alabama for well over 25 years, and we've helped folks cash in on the equity in their homes, mobile homes, land, and automobiles. The cash can be used for anything you want, and the great thing, your credit does not have to be perfect in order to be approved. That's right. If you've had a prior bankruptcy or slow payments, if you have equity in your home, that is your equity. You've built it up. You've paid for it, and it's yours. You can get it. So get the cash you need, use the money for whatever you want. Now, let's shift gears for a second. If you have perfect credit, we have some of the lowest rates that you'll find anywhere for refinances and home purchases. And the best thing, we offer one-hour loan approvals. That's right, one-hour loan approvals. Call us at 567-9000, 567-9000, or mcsloans.com.
Make your next move, your best move, call MCS.
MLS 232876, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, this is Jason with Wholesale Hunter. We've been advertising with Blue Water for a while now. We have great results with them. Appreciate everything they do with us.
Radio advertising is the engine that drives business. Call Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by Dan Black Studios. Preserve those old home videos by bringing them into the digital future. Call Dan Black Studios today. 279-6036, 279-6036, Dan Black Studios.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated, Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call them today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. It's a gloomy forecast for the next couple of days. Showers will be likely from time to time today, tonight, and Friday, ending, I think, by Friday night. Today's high temperature may touch 60. Low tonight down to about 54. We'll be in the upper 50s on Friday. Saturday looks like a good day. Dry, mild, mostly sunny, high around 60. Then on Sunday, scattered showers possible again by Sunday afternoon. Showers and thunderstorms becoming more likely Sunday night into Monday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
John Bobo here with Capital Tractor. Kubota utility tractors are known for their dependability. Whether you need to plant, mow, rake, stack, lift, or pull, make the hard work easy with a Kubota tractor. Built right, built ready. Capital Tractor, Montgomery and Brundage.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon, 272-9228. If you want to get in on the program, though, we have all lines lit, so keep trying if you get a busy signal. I'm Joey Clark. He's Jack Campbell. Jack, I can't see you, but can you hear me?
Well, I got disconnected. Let me get off and get back on.
Okay. All right. Eddie, how you doing?
Doing good. How you doing?
I'm all right. Technology, you know. Technology.
Yeah, what can you do?
Let's go to the phones and talk to Steve. Hey, Steve.
Good morning, Radio Free Montgomery.
Hey, Steve. Jack, say hello to Steve.
Hello, Steve. How you doing?
Hello, brother Jack. You know, I'm kind of down this morning. I expected to see a unity rainbow up here, and it didn't happen. And I was trying to recover last. I was really in a good unifying mood last night. I was sipping on a little Captain Morgan there, and getting in the mood to unify, and someone takes the mood away. They send me a message that our mayor has tweeted out that trash is going out and class is coming in, and it just took the mood away.
Well, and he had a follow-up to that, you know, Steve?
No, they didn't tell me about that.
Yeah, after everybody reacted in the way they did. He said in a tweet, was it something I said? Throwing a lot of shade, as the kids say. And, you know, my opinion is, bless his heart. Are you really surprised that that's how he felt about Trump and crew? And if he wants to suckle at the teat of Biden and Harris for the next few years, I hope he quickly finds a job, say, in D.C. and not Montgomery.
Well, you know, I got a text from someone yesterday. This person will not be named because he or she may do business with the city. And he said, we may want to text or tweet to Stephen Reed, shut your hole and know your role.
Ooh, I like that.
They still have
Wow. That person better be careful. They may be identified as an undesirable.
Oh, as a mug? Or a pug?
Mm-hmm.
Mugs, pugs, sons, halfwits, dimwits, nitwits.
Hey, what happened to the plan that the warp speed plan to get the vaccine created, and then the warp speed plan to use the military to disperse it out?
I think it hit a logjam in certain states. Like, the military got it here. And, like, in Florida, for instance, they've been pretty swift because they did this plan with the private sector, with Publix, like you would other, you know, pharmacies that are out there, Publix, CVS, blah, 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 blah. But Alabama's just been, I don't know, I'm not a public health expert, but I suspect it's our top-heavy health system.
Anytime you use warp speed, it works well with the military, but it does not work well with government. And anytime you get government involved in logistics, you are asking for a nightmare.
Yeah, because they're a process organization. Process, paperwork, process, more paperwork, maybe some arbitration, maybe some counseling.
Bureaucratic.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, you have to talk about it. You have to talk it and talk it, plan it to death. You know, and that's what happens. And I mean, I've been a part of it. I've seen it. And it just, frustrates doers, people that want to do things, you know. It just frustrates them to death. But just like they took the two Red Cross ships and took them up to, you know, to New York.
Mm-hmm.
And right. You could use the military if you can move, you know, troops all the way across the other side of the world. You can set up field hospitals. The military, and we heard, oh, you can't use the National Guard. Well, in a civilian, well, yeah, they used it yesterday. So you could use the National Guard. You've got doctors and VA hospitals. You could get that vaccine out if you would get government out of the way. So those are my 2 cents for the day.
Well said. And as I've been saying, I don't care if you had Truman or Eisenhower running things. With this government, it would be a mess. Thanks, Steve. 272-9228. Let's go to David. Hey, David.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Morning, Dave.
Morning. Hey, of the people that Trump pardoned before he left office, do you know, was one of them the congressman from Texas who was bamboozled by the Democrat and convicted of supposed fraud after this was in retaliation for him trying to go after Lois Lerner in the IRS?
I don't know.
I can't remember his name.
Was it Congressman David?
Yeah. He was convicted. He was part of a nonprofit and was falsely convicted of fraud with this nonprofit, even though it was proven there was no fraud committed. And I think he got like 3 years in prison, federal prison. And they sent him to a hardcore federal prison.
Damn.
This happened in December. Trump commutes sentence for Steve Stockman, former Texas congressman. Yeah.
Okay.
That happened in right the eve before Christmas Eve. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Good, because he was definitely screwed over by the Democrats on that one. You know, he was the one congressman who was really bent on getting to the bottom of the whole Lois Lerner thing, and that's what it cost him for doing so. And I fault the Republicans for allowing him to be a sacrificial lamb for that. You know, that was an absolute travesty. And, you know, I wouldn't blame Trump or anybody right now that would leave the Republican Party and form up a third party. Because I think the Republicans haven't had a reasonable, decent leader in Congress since Newt Gingrich.
Oh, you're absolutely right. That's actually, the Contract with America, the more in hindsight you look at it, just politically speaking, it was a brilliant approach.
It was genius. Absolutely.
We'll see what comes of this. A third party, I think, on the right will only work if you also get division and challenges on the left, which are more possible than some might think. So we'll see. It's going to be get your popcorn piled up, get your champagne, your caviar, if you want to drop a dime and enjoy the folly.
The chaos that's to come.
Yes.
Well, anyway, have a good one, guys.
Thanks, David. 272-9228. Let's hit another break here. Duke, Gordon, Bud, Randall. Getting a lot of calls today, so hold your positions or you're going to lose your spot. 272-9228. This part of the program brought to you by Bo Goodson and the Goodson Group. Bo Goodson has a unique understanding of the River Region real estate market because he's been an agent here working in the market for over 40 years. And it's that four decades of experience that really has allowed him to build up a great team, provide great services, whether you're buying a home, selling a home, looking to have that rental investment, that property managed so you don't have to be the landlord yourself. And that 40 years of experience really comes into play at the Bo Goodson Real Estate School. Whether you're going for your real estate license or just looking to be a more knowledgeable player in the River Region real estate market, Bo Goodson's Real Estate School, very interactive course, a lot of Q&A, a lot of real-life scenarios. You can learn from both the good and the bad, which you experience over 40 years. And Bo will impart this knowledge to you. So many folks have graduated, gone on to be quite a success themselves, and Bo has put together a great team. So check him out today, whether for the school, to buy a home, sell the home, or have that property managed. You can check out the Goodson Group, of course, online at thegoodsongroup.com or give them a call at 551-0225. 551-0225. That's Bo Goodson and the Goodson Group. Great sponsor here of News and Views from 9 till noon. We'll be right back.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Hi, this is Dan Black with Dan Black Studios. Do you have a box full of old home movies or videos, and you've been wanting to have them converted to DVD? If so, we can help you. We've been in business for over 35 years here in Montgomery, and all work is done in our facility. Unlike some other companies that ship them off to, well, who knows where. Is your iPhone out of storage? We can transfer your videos and photos to files as well. Call 279-6036 or go online to danblackstudios.net.
Seniors, enjoying your retirement doesn't have to break the bank. Caravita Village has recently been renovated and upgraded. Their community is built on relationships. Three chef-inspired meals daily, transportation, group activities, and a host of other amenities are waiting for you at Caravita Village. One affordable monthly rate. Ask about their 2 free month special through April 30th. Tour your new home today. Call 284-0370 or visit caravitavillage.com.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by Dan Black Studios. Preserve those old home videos by bringing them into the digital future. Call Dan Black Studios today, 279-6036, 279-6036, Dan Black Studios.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Take this down. I want rustlers, cutthroats, murderers, bounty hunters, desperados, mugs, pugs, thugs, nitwits, halfwits, dimwits, vipers, snipers, con men, Indian agents, Mexican bandits, muggers, buggerers, bushwhackers, hornswagglers, horse thieves, train robbers, bank robbers, stickers, stickers, and Methodists!
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. Assemble the whole gang, especially the Methodists. Somebody go down to Frazier. We need some Methodists. 272-9228. If you want to get in on the program, I'm Joey Clark. He's Jack Campbell.
Hi, Aaron.
I'm doing all right. Eddie B. in the house.
In the house.
And we have somebody who loves us very much, and we love him as well. Despite our differences, this is unity, folks. Let's talk to Duke. Hey, Duke.
What up, Duke?
How's it going, family?
Going good, buddy. How you doing, man?
My Trump family. I'm in a good mood, y'all can tell.
Yeah.
Oh, we're in good mood, too.
Yeah, we can tell. About time.
I'm always in a good mood. Hey, check this out, though. I want to apologize for something right quick. I kind of put you all on the spot yesterday with my little song y'all didn't play for me. I understand.
People,
y'all like it, though, don't you?
Dude, people send me stuff all the time I don't play.
You should have played that one, though. That was a good one. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know you heard. I know you listened to it.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, I understand. Because you don't want to piss off your callers. You know, I understand.
Mm-hmm.
But play it at the end of the show today, and so they won't. You know, they sleep on it overnight. Can you do that for me?
Oh, we'll look
what
into
song
it.
Was it,
we'll,
dude?
We'll look into it. Jack.
Okay, look into it.
We'll have Eddie send
anyways,
it.
I want to go to the next thing about Stephen Reed. What did he say y'all didn't like?
It was a very unclassy thing for him to have said. But go ahead, read it, Joe.
So,
well, he shared an article on the Twitter that was showcasing how Biden and Joe and Jill were going to mass that morning, yesterday morning. And Hollywood's caption on it was, I'm going to focus on the class coming in instead of the trash going out. And there are a lot of...
What's wrong with that word, trash, versus the president calling a citizen sons of a bitch? So
Well, it does.
Hello?
Why are you comparing apples and oranges, dude? Damn it.
There ain't no apple and orange. That's not apple and orange. He calling trash because he had a trashy mouth.
Oh, whatever. Like, none, like all of them have a very nice mouth. Come on. That's ridiculous.
Plus, dude,
this president even talked about the soldier. He talked about John McCain, said he wasn't a hero. And he talked about the other people, you know, and using the BS word on the TV in front of the kids.
That wasn't classy.
And all the above.
That was a bad thing.
But it was all right. It's all right what Trump said, huh?
No, it's not all right. It's not all right. But damn it, Stephen Reed should have kept his damn mouth shut.
Well, and I thought Stephen Reed was better than Trump.
This little bit of Alabama, you know, we the bottom of everything. Help, most of the nation, they hear what Stephen Reed said. But they hear what the president say.
So what? Huh?
Why can't he concentrate on problems that we have in Montgomery? Know, there's plenty of them. Why even get into the national spotlight? The reason Reed wants to get the national spotlight is because he wants to get the hell out of Montgomery. He wants to be promoted out of Montgomery. So let's all just come to terms with that. If he's running for another office and he gets him out of Montgomery, he's got my support.
To Trump.
The White House, too, and he got what he wanted. He wanted to get out of there because he kept on running him out too much.
Wait, and Duke. Yeah. Duke, it's only a day after, but what are we going
to
do?
We got to bark every once in a while.
Hey, Duke, what are we going to do once Trump's, he's not president anymore?
In this morning now. Talk to me, baby.
No, Trump's not president anymore. So what are we going to do? What are we going to do once he's out of office, say, for a week? Because we were around before Trump was around.
I don't care if we got a boogeyman in there. I just want a Trump out of there. I don't care if we got a crippled man, a blind, crippled and crazy guy in there. Mm-hmm. We got this guy out of there so we can, you know, start over with somebody brand new.
A crippled,
I don't give a damn who she is.
A crippled old man is better for America than someone that looks
out for
America.
What we had in there, yes. Because that cat we had in there just dividing the country. And
all right, dude, let's make this agreement. Let's check back with each other in a year. Let's write the numbers down
Duke's
where we're at today.
Never going to admit the truth. You know that.
I don't care.
5 minutes from now, 4 years from now, he's going to still be running that big mouth.
As long as he lies to me real good. He can lie to me real good and all that, but as long as we got something better than what we had. In a Christian perspective.
Oh, whatever. Now you're going to use a Christian card. Get him off.
Love you, Duke. Duke, we got to run. We got to run. That's enough for today. Thank you, sir.
Later, Duke.
Adios. Damn.
Actually, it was Biden that cussed the troops out and told them to laugh, you SOBs. So.
272-9228. Gordon.
Hello, how y'all?
I'm all right. How are you?
Fine, what's happening?
There's a lot happening. I tell you one thing, old Reed ought to keep his mouth shut and clean up Montgomery.
Thank you. Lead by example.
Talk about trash. Talk about trash.
And gun shooting and all that stuff. He got a lot to do. The question I want to ask you is, Biden's son, is he out of problem with Red China?
No, he's still being investigated by U.S. attorneys from the Nutmeg State, Connecticut.
He's still being investigated. Now, what does that mean? Since he did, is he going to be the president? Can he pardon him?
He could pardon him. He does have the powers, president. Yep. They could fire the U.S. attorneys. There's all sorts of things they could do. It would be a big power play. Yeah.
Another thing I want to ask y'all. I've had some people complain about Trump not being at the ceremony yesterday of the unknown soldiers. Trump didn't need to be there. He was there about 3 days before he left Washington. And I don't know why people went down him for not being there with the rest of the president. And I think Trump has done good, and I hope he goes back. I'm going to vote for him. I'm going to support him and everything else. So we need him.
No, Faye,
I want to ask you, what's Biden
going to
do with the wall down there? Is he going to let them people in?
You're asking us, and we're not giving any answers.
Well, I'm
going to
let y'all ask me later on.
Oh, okay.
He's going to pause.
I want you to.
He's going to pause, Walter.
I hang up.